WAPO, Silicon Valley focused on influencing midterms for Democrats. By Charlie Nash on October 30, 2018. A Washington Post article published on Saturday detailed Silicon Valley's mission to influence the midterm elections in favor of the Democrats. In Silicon Valley, Democratic Party candidate Lauren Bear is among a flood of candidates capitalizing on new apps, activist groups and other organizations that spawned after President Trump's 2016 victory with the explicit goal of triggering a Democratic wave this November, reported the Washington Post. As voters prepare to head to the polls, the tech industry's talented, well-heeled engineers and entrepreneurs have been plugging into Democratic campaigns around the country. They've donated their time and money toward giving the party a digital edge, aiding the most distant local candidates in the Democrats' more ambitious quest to snatch control of the U.S. Congress from Republicans' grasp. In the article, there was quoted as alleging that big tech company executives are focusing on using their power to influence the midterm elections for the Democrats. After the 2016 election, I think we saw a number of individuals in the tech space, in Silicon Valley and also around the country, frankly saying they wanted to use technology for good, declared Bear. And because of that, we've seen a proliferation of new tools. While executives from the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe have repeatedly testified to Congress that they are politically neutral platforms that don't take sides. But consider the words of Ron Conway, an early Facebook investor who has donated millions of dollars this cycle, according to the Post. Conway is quoted as saying, "Staying on the sidelines is no longer an option, and we can't wait until 2020. In August, psychologist Dr. Robert Epstein warned that big tech companies could shift millions of votes in the midterm election without anyone even realizing. While this month, Facebook announced it would ban misinformation ahead of the midterm elections. In August, Facebook and Twitter blocked a Republican candidate's video about communist atrocities. And this month, Facebook blacklisted over 800 accounts and pages accused of spreading misinformation, including conservative and libertarian groups. Big tech companies, including Google, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Tinder, have been involved in a huge campaign to get users to register to vote for the midterms. While in August, it was revealed that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was pouring millions into midterm initiatives through his Chan Zuckerberg initiative. Netflix employees have donated to Democratic candidates over Republicans 141-1. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.